We are up to Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes. That's what it looks like from my notes over here. Apirion, Osoloi HaMelech Shloimoi. She made like a, how do you call it? Like a chuppah, like a canopy covering. Osoloi HaMelech Shloimoi, Melech Shlomo made, Me'atzei HaLavonin. From the trees of Lavonon. Rashi, what's this apirion that Shlomo, King Shlomo made? Ze ohel moed shenikba b'mishkan Shiloh. This is the ohel moed which was established in Mishkan Shiloh when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Also the apirion, chupas keser lekovid. He made himself a chupas keser, a covering of like a crown, le kovod, for his kovod. What in the world is that all about? So, of course, I mean, obviously one thing is for sure. It's not for his kovod because he needs kovod. Because that even that kovod of the chupas keser is not enough of a kovod for him. That too would be an insult, like we say about all the praises of Hashem. So obviously he's doing this because this is v'osuli mikdosh v'shochanti b'seichon, that the Klal Yisrael should have a sense of the kovod of Hashem. And the Rambam that we did a few weeks ago, where the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of Avo and Yiro, and he says your first thought, you look at Hashem, you look at everything He did in the Bria, and you start to love Him. Then you realize the vastness of the Bria and the greatness of creation, and man is a little nothing, you know. Mo enosh kisis karenu, and he says all of this brings a person to Avas Hashem. When we realize His gedula, when we realize His greatness, when we realize His kovod, when we realize the tiferes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that brings us to Ava. Because love is the appreciation of milus. And when we see such gedula in that, it causes us to rejoice in His milus. So I would imagine that this is all part of this system, that by making this keser shel kovod, as Rashi, chupas keser lechovod that he makes, he creates an environment in the Mishkan where we can better come in and be awed by His presence. Look at all this kovod that the Mokem HaShechina has, and that eventually brings us even to a deeper level of ahava. Okay. Let's move on. Amud of Osa Chesef, the Amudim he made of silver, Refidoso Zohov, covering them with gold, Merkovoy Argomon, it says the curtain that covers it is made of this Argomon, which is like a purple type of wool, Toicherot Suf Avo, the interior is covered with love, mibnayis Yerushalayim, from the bnayis Yerushalayim. What in the world is that all about? Let's see. Refidosi mishkovei u'mishkonei ala kapiris. The place where he, the Shechina, rests, is on the covering of the ark. Shehu zohov. The covering of the oroin was gold. That's the mokum hashoras hashchina. Okay. Merkovei argomon. This is the poroiches that divides shehutoli the reichiv al chloin sois me amud la amud, and it hangs on poles from one pillar to the next. So there's like the separation. So I guess this is where the mokum hashchin is. Teichei rotzuf sodur beritzpas ahava. It's arranged with a floor of love. Oroin v'kaperes u'chruvim v'luchos. I guess this is what it refers to, the expressions of love, the oroin, and the cover of the oroin, and the kruvim, those you know, little whatever is, those images of little babies, whatever, the kruvim, v'luchos and aluchos. But what in the world does it mean? It's beritzpas ahavo. Let's see if he says anything. So he wants to say that somebody says, I don't know, says Ritzpah refers to burning coal. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I guess what it means is that these items, the Oroin, the Kapoiris, the Kruvim, and the Luchois, are all expressions, they're all sitting in the Mishkan, and they're all expressions of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael. So I guess Hashem, oh, but here it says, Mibnois Yushalayim, or so let's see, Elu Yisrael Yerei Mushleimim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Aha, so it's expressions of our love to Him. So let's see, Amud Osechaz Ruhos Ozov, Berkov Argomon, Teichoi Rotsuf Avo, Mibnois Yushalayim. I guess that's what it means. In other words, He made all of these things. Oh, very good. Exactly what we said before. He made this stuff of here. Amud of Osa Kesef. Imagine that. The Amudim were of silver. They were covered with gold. I mean, imagine the gedula. Imagine the gaudiness of Afilo. It's so, you know, opulent. I don't know what that word means either. But anyway. So you see this gedula, and what did that do? Merkovoi argamon, I guess argamon, this purple wool must have been a very choshev type of curtain, a choshev type of material. Teicherotzuf amol in Yerushalayim. And then the oro in the kapiris and the kruvim and the luchos that we put in there, they expressed, and we made those things, and that they express. They are an expression of love. In other words, I guess the connection is that the Mishkan had this awesome, the gold and silver, that was something that was very inspiring, and that inspiration sort of gave us this sense of we're contributing what we have to contribute with love. It inspires love. So I get.
Didn't Klal Yisrael build the whole structure and the kelim inside?
Didn't they what? Yeah, but I guess the fact that they were commanded to do it this way, because it says Amud of Oso Kesef, Mefidosov. I don't know, because it says it's appeared also Amelech Shlomo. Amelech Shlomo refers, if it's in the Nimshal, in the Moshal, in the Nimshal is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
So I guess Hakadosh Baruch Hu instructed. He did it. He does everything. He instructs us to do it. It's like He does it. But I guess that's the contrast. In other words, when they build this Mishkan, which has such a sense of yiras haroimamus and covet for Hashem, that inspires that what we do, our participation there, is with love. And that was again that idea that this gedulo, gvura, and tiferes and hoid that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what inspires love.
Does it make a difference the fact that Hashem considers the Aron and the Kruvim and the stuff our contribution?
What?
Hashem considers those things our contribution as opposed to the structure itself.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any indication of that. It just seems that there's a connection. It's in the same pasuk. There's a connection between the gedula, that the grandeur that we see, the gold and the silver that we see in the Mishkan, and our participation in what we do is considered.
Part of that.
Avo. In other words, I guess the stuff that we put in on the floor, if that's what it means, so that stuff is like an expression of love. Mibnois Yerushalayim, of our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elu Yisrael Yirei Mushleimim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here again, what is the Yirei Mushleimim? It's Yisrael Yirei Mushleimim. The Yirei Mushleimim is expressed in what? In love. Because he just said that this is a Ritzpas Av, and we said it's Klal Yisrael's expression of love. Who? Mibnois Yerushalayim. Who are they? Yisrael, Yirei Mushleimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, the Yirei Mushleimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, express their essence in love. That's what it is. It's just like Rashi says at the beginning. Rashi said that Shir HaShirim is all about Yerushamayim, the Kibbol Ol Malchusoy, and it doesn't say anything about it. It's all talking about love. The Teretz is, that's the basis of love. When there's Yerushalayim, Kibbol Ol Malchusoy, it's all built on love. It's connected to love. I don't know exactly the connection, but there's some connection over here. So what we're doing with love. And who's doing it? The Klal Yisrael, the Yirei Mushleimim. The Yirei Mushleimim, when they see this grandeur, this gedula, it leads to love. We pointed out that the Rambam says it in the second parak, I think, in Yisrael HaTorah, that the mitzvah of Avo and Yiro, the Yiras HaRoimimus eventually leads to a deep understanding and love of Hashem. That's the upshot of the whole thing. Okay, let's go on one more pasuk. That's what he says. He says through Ava and Yira, he says mitoch kach ani mazbir or something a derech laavas Hashem, that this brings to Avas Hashem. So in other words, Avas Hashem is really the end result of all the grandeur. That's the point. In other words, you see this one yisod seems to be, in some sense, I'm not sure exactly, but some sense conveyed here too, and that is the gvura and the gedula of Hashem inspires Ava. That the more, I mean, Moshe, I was talking to somebody yesterday. People are still disturbed by, you know, all these praises. You know, But some people say, what's he doing? What does he need so much? There are people, I'm shocked. I shocked yesterday a very intelligent, very learned person who knows how to learn and everything, was still saying it bothers him that Hashem needs so much praise. And he knows intellectually, I understand that, but he knows intellectually that it's not true, but emotionally, you know. But the Teretz is like this, this is a very important point. The Teretz is that real Avas Hashem, the depths of Ava, the endless, and Ava has no depth. Ava has no limit, right? There's no limit about it. There's no question about it. As much as a person rejoices in the milus, he could see more milus and feel more milus and see more milus. There are people in relationships that they constantly megala new things, a new godless, a new sensitivity, a new depth, and it goes on and on and on and on, and it can go forever. So, certainly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's infinite to begin with, it's an ongoing thing. So now, if we say that the grandeur and the awe and the reverence and all the tilav seferus kedusha malchus broches vohidois whatever, you know, all these things, so they lead a person to a greater awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that awe leads to Ava. So the upshot of all of these praises, which speak about the greatness of Hashem, is really inspiring us a deeper sense of Ava Hashem. Mela, if that's the case, if that's what it does, if it deepens that relationship, then like, wow, it's worth every bit of it. And it's worth paying attention to every nuance of grandeur and greatness that we ascribe to him, because all of those things translate into love. And that's what it seems to be the pshat over here, that the Klal Yisrael see, they made the amudim in the Mishkan of Kesef, covered them with gold, and then with this purple wool, and that created a matzav of sodu baritzpas ahavo, that Yisroel Yerei Mushleimim saw these things, and when they continued or participated in the construction, and again, it's even in the use of the Mishkan, so they brought forth ahava. So again, Yiras or Reimimus, awe and Gedula and Hoid Vahodor all bring about a sense of Avas Hashem. Okay, I think, let's see, next pasuk, because it's a long one. I think we better stop here. Sorry. All right. But that's interesting. See, here the upshot of this whole discussion is Yira brings to Ava. That's what we found in the Rambam, that after he goes through everything about the Avas Hashem and the Bria and seeing his godless and then seeing the Yira and the Mo'enosh Kisis Karenu, that's a derech to come to Avas Hashem. Because the deeper the hakora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more the love comes from. And it's the love. The fear, it seems from here, is only a vehicle to get to the love. Even the Yiras HaRoimimus, he sighs, I'm awe-stricken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the point? The point is, we come to love him. Because loving is that relationship. And that's what it's all about. It's all about that yachas. And we knew, and the Torah uses every means possible to get us to that deep appreciation of Hashem. So there should be more love.